Get it back, Eddie.
Welcome.
Light him up, Eddie.
To Triple M's Crowcast.
Kick the goal, Eddie Betts.
With Jarz and Louis.
Oh, he's a marvellous football player.
Crows fans, Jarz and Louis here from Triple M's Rush Hour, 104.7 on your dial. Jarz, the Crows, they were ugly, but they got the job done.
Yeah, that's it, Lou. So they'll learn from that game, and now they've got to prepare for a very important game against the Western Bulldogs Friday night, Lou.
Yeah, keep ticking them off. Hey, we've got Brodie Smith coming up for you. Small challenge, cliches we hate.
Mm-hmm.
We hate, despise, and I think you, the family out there, the Crows family, don't like it either.
No.
If he has three, we're hanging up.
Are we really?
It's pretty straightforward. Gonski out the
door. He's a Crows favourite, Lou. You've got to be careful, mate.
I don't care. He finally returned to form on the weekend, so we'll test him out whether his form off the field is just as good.
And he's got his own TV show too called Smithers.
He's down Media Street, which I just, you know what I say about that, don't you? Hey?
What do you say?
I just say, please come and ask us first before you do anything outside your capabilities. Crows fans, sit back, enjoy. Top rating, yeah. Because it's the only thing coming through on the dial. Enjoy, Crows fans.
Yeah.
Brodie Smith on the Rush Hour with us. The one and only Brodie Smith. Brode, welcome to the Rush Hour.
G'day, boys. How you going?
Smithers.
Well done, mate. Congrats on a win. Very good. Just going to give you a little heads up at the top of this interview. Mm. We've been given a mandate by the Triple M family, bro, that if you go down cliche territory, you know the ones, you're going to hear a sound like this. All right? If we get three dings.
Three? I thought it was two.
Two. All right, two dings.
Two dings.
Oh,
three.
No, we'll see. Depends how bad they are. Two to three dings, bro. If we get the third, we're hanging up.
You're gone.
Righto. We'll just go one question at a time, eh?
He's taking the pee out of us.
Yeah, I'm giving you that.
Because, he's just clipped us.
Yeah, because you're taking the piss and you think you're clever. All right, I'll give you that one. But let's go now. Good luck.
Right.
You can tell he's back in form, can't you?
Brode, bit of an arm wrestle against Carlton on Saturday at the MCG. Got the job done, but what did you learn from that game against an improving Carlton side?
Yeah, it was. You know, they're pretty good defensively. They set up well, and they got that number behind the footy that teams are doing to us. So we had to try and find a way to try and move the ball. Obviously, not as quick as we have in the past. So, yeah, it was a bit of an ugly win, as we've called it this week. And we just got to find different ways to win when teams are setting up pretty well against us.
Bros, it was intriguing because they sort of played a little shootout early on and allowed you guys to jump out, kick four straight, and looked like it was going to be a massive pantsing. But then, to their credit, they were able to flick their switch and go back to that possession slow game.
Yeah, it was pretty frustrating. Obviously, we got the jump on them early, and then they adjusted their setup and they got that extra behind the ball and chipped it around. And that was something we focused on in our review today, just ways of how we get the ball off of them a bit quicker, because I think they took about 40 marks in the first quarter where they just chipped the ball around and ran us around, made us defend for a long time and tied us out a bit.
So was that just a real push up a lot higher? Because they went side, for those who didn't see it, just side to side to side, didn't get a look, they just came back and just held onto it and almost frustrated you out of it.
Yeah, so we need to get those numbers up quicker and try and get to the one-on-one situation where they can no longer chip around and try and force them to kick that one down the line and then attack off that.
Bosch tool stats, no cliche so far.
Smithers, you would have been pleased with finding some form on Saturday. You had 30-odd disposals, but you got back to your run and carry and just got brave with the football, which you would have been pleased with.
Yeah, it was good. I had a bit of a challenging week. I was pretty poor against Hawthorn and got my feedback from the coaches about my defensive game was pretty poor against Hawks and it cost us a couple of goals. So my main focus was just to get back to being harder to play against. And obviously, as a defender, I've got to defend first, so... Yeah. Got back to that and then was able to link up after that and get some own carry back, which was nice.
No, you're borderline at the moment, mate. You watch it. It's a warning. naturally, everybody would have been challenged given the task to say good things about Adelaide to Bryce Gibbs when you went past him.
Yeah, there was plenty of hugs and handshakes after.
Yeah.
When are you coming home? Come around for a roast.
Yeah, he turned it on though, didn't he? He played a good game. So, yeah, I don't think we almost cost ourselves there letting him get too much footy, I think.
Matty Cruz is in good nick. Big Sauce will be licking the wounds. They got a pretty good setup inside. Down the track, Smithers, you can probably see them. If they can get another one or two good players, they may cause some damage sooner rather than later.
Yeah, they do. And especially, like I said, they've proved really hard to play against already. And they've got an improving list. And, Cripps in the middle there is going to be a superstar. And Cruz is playing some really good footy at the moment as well. So once a few of those guys develop along and get better, they're going to be a pretty good side. So, it's just good to get the 4 points on the weekend because
Now, bro,
it's two.
You got one left, mate. Now, Friday night, Western Bulldogs. That's going to be a very, very good opportunity for you boys to really just fine tune some finals football against this hardened side.
Yeah, it is. We've got a little bit of a rivalry now with the Bulldogs, which is good. It's always good to have the rivalry. So they're coming off a loss, so they'll be disappointed. And obviously, the reigning premiers. It's always good against good to come up against them and finally get them back in Adelaide. So really looking forward to that.
Did Tex Holdcourt in the showers talking about setting up a lolly shop with the big Bork and everything else and the big captain's golf?
No, he didn't. He's been quiet, big Tex. I thought, I even tried to pump him up after the game and he wasn't having a bar of it, so I don't know what he's talking about. It was a nice goal, though, wasn't it?
It was very sweet work.
It was a lovely goal.
It was very
German-esque. I call it a lovely goal, D.
What about one of your brothers, Hardigan? Geez, he went off like he got shot in the back of the leg. How bad's his hamstring there, Broads?
Now, I'm going to try and not be cliche here because I don't know. He's getting scans today. But, yeah, it didn't look great, did it?
Poor bug.
On the boundary line there, he straight off and grabbed the hammy pretty hard, so... Hopefully the results come back and it's just a minor one. But, yeah, fingers crossed it'll be harder.
He'll have a little bit
Andy Ottens will be back.
Yeah, or maybe Kyle Cherney. You never know who you're going to pick down there.
Yeah, young Tommy Jude's playing good footy too.
Oh, there you go.
Excellent. And how's our good man, little Rory Laird, travelling back in good form, of course, across halfback, little lady, in and out of everything?
Yeah, he's been good. I think he's just happy with his... He got a nice pick with Tex. He whacked up on Instagram, so he's pretty happy with that.
See that.
And just continues to get his 20-plus every week, so, yeah, he's pretty happy, little Eddie.
Hey, Smitty, if you need any help with coming up with great questions for your little segment on the Crows TV, Jar's more than happy to help. He's a wordsmith.
Not liking the segment, or...?
No, I love it.
He bagged it off air.
Thought it was a bit dry.
Louis.
Gives me the question, so I've just got to work with that.
Well, is there any danger of doing your own prep? Mate, take it where you want to take it.
Yeah, no, I should.
Showcase your personality, mate. You play with personality. Doesn't mean you have to get in front of the TV and not have any.
Oh, well, I've got Texan coming up soon, so any advice, I'm happy to take it on board.
Jars work.
Yeah, I'll give you a couple of questions for Tex.
If you got any dirt on him for me, that I might not know about too.
Yeah, I can find that out.
He certainly wouldn't because he hasn't had him over for a roast for 3 years.
All right, Rose, you better go, mate. Good to catch up. Take care. Good luck Wednesday or Friday night against the Dogs.
All right, thanks, boys.
Hey, bro, well played too, mate. Just the two cliches. Very nice work.
Thank you.
See you, Brody Smith.
Thanks for tuning in to the Triple M Crowcast with Jars and Louis.